Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. In the middle of a lesson study about Mary and her special gift for Jesus. Do you remember what happened last time? They were all at Simon's house. Simon was a rich Pharisee who Jesus had healed from leprosy. And Simon was so thankful that he invited all these people to come to a feast, and Jesus was the guest of honor. Well, while they were there, Mary had bought some very expensive perfume that she was planning to use to anoint Jesus' body, because he had said that he was going to die. But now everyone was saying that Jesus was going to be king, and she was so excited. She was going to be the first one to anoint him, to honor him, to give him a special gift. Very quietly, Mary opened the container of perfume. Matthew and Mark say that she put some on Jesus' head. Luke and John say that she also put some on his feet. We're going to read about that, but before we do, we need to pray and ask that Jesus will be with us. Dear Lord, please come into our hearts as we study and as we learn and as we talk about these different things that you would have us to look at. We pray that you will be with us and send your Holy Spirit. Thank you. Amen. So here she was, putting some of this special perfume on his head and on his feet. Let's read about it in John chapter 12, verse 3. John is the fourth book in the New Testament. John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, chapter 12, verse 3. What does it say?
Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil.
For a few seconds, no one noticed what Mary had done. But soon, everyone could smell the perfume. It's not easy to keep perfume a secret. Have you ever been out on a walk or maybe in a mall or a store and somebody walks by and all of a sudden you just get the smell of something sweet and pretty? I have. Sometimes I kind of turn around to say, whoa, who was that who just walked by and smells so good? That's what it was like for Mary. Everyone could smell it. They all could see what had happened. And then one of Jesus' disciples said something very mean and very unkind. John chapter 12, verse 4, 5, and 6. We're going to read all three verses. So find John chapter 12, then you're going to look at 4, 5, and 6. We're going to read those three together.
But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, "Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box, and he used to take what was put in it.
Oh, isn't that awful what he did, what he said? Do you think that was something that made Mary feel good and happy, or was it something that made her feel bad? It made her feel bad. We don't want to talk like that, do we? No. Well, Mary felt terrible. She hadn't intended for people to know what she had done. She had forgotten that the fragrance would just fill the room. How embarrassing. She could hear people talking about her. Martha might scold her for spending so much money. And what if Jesus were also thinking that what she had done was a very foolish thing? Mary was very embarrassed. She turned to hurry out of the room. Maybe if she got away, then people would forget. But then she heard Jesus speak, and she could hardly believe what he was saying. We're going to go to Mark chapter 14, verse 6 through 9. Let's flip in the Bible back towards Mark. Matthew, Mark, that's the second book in the New Testament. Mark chapter 14, verse 6, 7, 8, and 9. We're going to read those four verses, 6, 7, 8, 9. Mark chapter 14, verse 6, 7, 8, and 9.
Mark 14, 6 through 9. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, and whenever you wish, you may do them good. But me, you do not have always. She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in this whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial for her."
Look at what Jesus said. He said to leave her alone, that what she's done will be told throughout the whole world. And he also said that we always have the poor with us, but they didn't always have Jesus with them. Who were they putting before Jesus? Who was Judas saying was the most important? He was saying the poor, right? They shouldn't have given this money to the poor. Well, yeah, the poor. So you're saying that the poor is more important than Jesus? I don't think so. Jesus is the most important. There is nothing too good for him. There's a beautiful quote that I want to share with you from The Desire of Ages, page 563. This is what it says. "As the alabaster box was broken and filled the whole house with its fragrance." So what she's saying is that there was a box that had this perfume in it. In order to get the perfume out, you had to break the box. That's how you opened it. You didn't just open the lid, you broke the box. So the box was broken. The whole house was filled with the smell, with the fragrance. So Christ was to die. His body was to be broken, but he was to rise from the tomb, and the fragrance of his life was to fill the earth. Isn't that a neat word picture? Jesus was to die on the cross, to be broken, just like that alabaster box of perfume was broken open to pour out the contents. Jesus' life was poured out, and the fragrance or the smell of his life, not the literal smell, but the results of his life, was going to fill the whole earth. Isn't that a neat word picture? Mary had did what she could. She had come, and even before Jesus died, it was like she anointed his body for burial. Do you think that meant a lot to Jesus? I know it did. When we go through hard times, when we have our friends there to help us and support us and to show how much they care for us, that is what brings joy to us. It's the same with Jesus. Mary's sacrifice brought Jesus joy. Her thankfulness brought him happiness. Let's pray as we close. Jesus, we are so thankful for the way that you surrendered and gave up your life so that we could live forever. Thank you for that love. We love you back, and help us to be brave and tell others about you, to help them to see how much you love them, so that they can choose to live in your kingdom with you. We love you, Jesus. Amen.
We love him because he first loved us, because he first loved us. We love him because he first loved us. We love him because he first loved us, because he first loved us. We love him because he first loved us. We love him because he first loved us, because he first loved us. Love him because he first loved us.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org. Or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.